Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again for the 37th episode of our translation of Finnegan's Wake and bringing it up to date, therefore creating the new 37th page in the new order for the 628 pages of Finnegan's Wake. So today we're doing 269, which means we start in the middle of page 268, and that would be 10, 11, 12, 13, about line 14 or so. Here we go. Stew of the evening, booksy full stew, and a bodkin, a boss in the thimble theater, but all is her inborn, intend. From grandma's grammar, she has it that if there is a third person, masculine, feline, or neuter, being spoken to bad, it moods proceeds from a person speaking to her second, which is the direct object that has been spoken to with and at. Take the data
okay.
That is oblique.
Okay. So now, this is laying out right here. You started at the right part. This laying out the difference that you got to be masculine or feminine or another or neither. I'm non-transgendered. I'm not, what do you call it? Binary. We don't even know what that means. I am binary. They're all ones, I mean the two, but they're not binary. But now, if you speak bad about them, whatever they say they think they may or may not be or are, then you're going to get in trouble because it's going to be a bad. If you become a direct object, that means that they're a functioning thing that you don't get to say, good man, hello, ma'am, good afternoon, sir, gentlemen, ladies, assholes sit in the back, assholes in the back. You can't do that. And it's silly because when The Wake was written the first time, nobody in the world would even consider such a silly thing. Man's a man's, a woman's a woman, and a dog's a dog, and a goat can be a nice date. Sometimes. So,
but today,
you gotta learn how to speak, you gotta learn how to speak to them. Because you get to speak as you get spoken to. Whether or not you're binary or not. Or you have pronouncing pronoun problems. PPP.
Back then or today? Back then?
Today. But they were telling it then. They were telling it then for just today.
They were telling it back then for today.
Correct.
What were they telling?
To, if you're speaking to somebody in the third person, whether they're masculine or feminine or neither, and you're speaking badly about them, the moods, the persos, the speaking person from the second is a direct object from the binary conditions that you're laying out right now. Then with that, you're going to get in trouble. That's what you're fixing to read. Take the dative. Where?
Right. So what about the right column? Because last week we did page 293, the central diagram, the Vessi's Pisica or whatever it is, Vessica Pisces. And it was all about what was going on in CERN on July 5th, a couple of days later. And then now, CERN has made its influence, and now people are going to be arguing over what it says here. Early notions of acquired rights and the influence of collective tradition upon the individual. That's what's happening here, right?
And that's then the question is, then the question is, will you carry my can and fight my fairies? Fight the fairies.
Fight the fairies. Yeah, would you carry my can and fight the fairies? That's rather poignant.
Yeah, it's the sum total of the LGBTQRSTXUYVEIEIO. And y'all better watch out when them EIEIOs get in here. Ooh, Lord Jesus, they finna turn out church. Them excuse me, what are you? I'm an EIEIO. Yeah. Old MacDonald, my friend. my friend!
Yeah. just underneath that, it says, Alma Mathers Auctioneer. Alma Mathers Auctioneer. Feudal slavery.
All lives matter, and they fix them to get sold off.
Perfect. All right, take the dative with his oblative, for even if obsolete, it is always of interest. Though spake grandma on the impetus of her imperative, only mind your gender is towards its reflexive, such that I was to your grappa, in brackets, bots, trousers, and whore, and man up.
Yeah, you there something? You go. That's it. You know what that is? That's perfect. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. You know what? Reed Joints really got this down. Look at that. Look at that. Bot, Bob's Trousers, whore, a man up. That leads off into Bob admits that he's a power bottom. Look at that.
A pygmy hop.
Right there. A pygmy hop, yeah.
Right, and there's the word genderist, the genderist argument. Only mind your genders towards its reflexives. And then right to the left it says, old gabble kind, the gamper. And he's as daff as your earth.
Talking about how pretty, Lord have mercy. This is a family show, so calm down. Facebook will block you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll carry on. Only mind your genderist towards his reflexive, such that I was to your grappa, Bob's trousin, whore man up, when him was me he done, and mine, what the loody sang, is an intellectual pygmy hop. And so that had footnote 6 and 7, but footnote 5 was up above. And so 5 says, I'd like his pink cheek. That's bum top. That's ass top, right?
Arse.
Arse. Yeah. Arse. Your daff is his arse. And then Hedon, 3 lines from the bottom, with number 6, says, fresh devil and red herring. So that's why you ran away to see Mrs. Lappy. Leap me, Lachlan, for you have sensed. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's typical in the argument. So that's why you ran away to see Mrs. Lappy. Leap me, Lachlan, for you have sensed. And then 2 lines down beside pygmy hop is footnote 7. What is pygmy hop? A washable, lovable, floatable doll. That's what they sell here.
Oh! Oh, my Lockable God. Doll. That's the EIE. That's the EIEIO. Blow up doll.
What would that be? Every
a
interface.
Doll.
Every holiday. Every interface, every holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's holiday with an O. E-I-E-O. Now, is that what I... Is that E-I-E-O? E-I-E-I-O. I don't know. I have to get my pen. I have to get my pen out.
Or get your chisel and your granite. Get your chisel and granite, Bob. You don't have a quill anymore.
Okay, but look at this. There is comfortism in the knowledge that often hate on first hearing comes of love by second sight. Boy, that's profound.
Mm-hmm.
There is conformism in the knowledge that often hate on first hearing comes of love by second sight. Have your little sin talks in the dunk of subjunctions, dual and dual and prude with prurial, but even the erroreous chap around whatever flattered perfect and pretty dotes, and heck genua omnia, may perhaps chance to be about to be in the case to be becoming a pale Peter Wright in spite of all your 10 accusatives, whilst you're wall floored like your geraniums for the better half of a urine or sob.
Wait. It's, okay, you went a long way, so just hold tight. Okay, now this is laying out. See, what Bob says is y'all get too personal about this stuff. And this is what Joyce is trying to explain. It goes like this. They're going to love you till they hate you, then they're going to hate you till they love you. So don't get all into this putting things in the box. You're going to talk shit, that's sin talk. You're going to dunk your subjunctions. Yeah, there's been a lot of problems when you get your subjunctions wet. And then you're dual in the duel. So that's 2 in a fight. So we call it love tussle. It's a love tussle. Whether you're a prude or you're puerile. Because the prudest ones that wear the skirts the longest to the floor seem to have the most children. Amazingly, think about that for a second, for a pictorial from the prude and the puerile. All right, so now the chaperone comes back to the whole pluperfect or plaudered perfect pretty dotes. But now you're trying to say what it was, and the next thing you know, that'll come back around full circle. And then nobody will care about these labels. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. We're sorry.
And type genua omnia may perhaps chance to be about to be in the case, to be becoming a pale Peterite, in spite of all your tense accusatives, whilst you're wall-floored like your geraniums for the better half of a urinary sob. It's a wild kitten, mm-hmm. my dear, who can stop?
No, go ahead. No.
Yeah, it's a wild kitten, my dear, who can tell a wilkling from a warthog. For you may be as practical as is predictable, but you must have the proper sort of accident to meet that kind of a being with a difference. Flame and a fumble.
Okay, now, wait, before you get too far, let's clean that up. So basically, all that you're having with this gender issue is preparing you to tone down your rhetoric so that when you have new beings that come about, you'll be able to know the difference and not offend them. Oh, you're a nice lady. Oh, you're a slog dogger. Slog dogger. Don't you call me a slog dogger. I'm not a slog dogger. You Jim O'Whip. You Jim O'Whip. Don't you call me a slog dogger. So you don't offend people. So you learn their sorted position. Then you'll be able to tell the difference between a wilkling or a warthog. You don't want to offend them because they're whole other beings. So all this boggling, you wonder, a lot of people have been wondering, like, where the hell did this just come up with? 1% of the population now is trying to tell us how to talk to everybody else in the whole wide world. It's the craziest thing you want to. People going to sleep with who they're going to sleep with, so who cares? No, you're going to call me to write this or to write that or this, and I got right. I'm going to give you a left. I'm going to give you my left right in your eye. You're going to get a left black eye if you don't give me my right. And so they get to fight over this. You're kind of like, how does a handful of people cause all of this ballyhoo? And you find out now it's preparing you to be able to interact with the alien. Now, we haven't got to the part where Bob actually interacts with the aliens in the Finnegan's Wake, but it's coming. It's coming. So don't get too carried away. But it's coming specifically. But we got to get you ready for it so you don't mess it up. And then if Bob is successful, now cross your TTs and dot your II's if he's successful at it or not. But if he's successful, you don't want to start a world war just by offending some slaglog. So we don't want to do that. Okay, now, go ahead.
Excellent. Flame at his fumbles, Bob's potential fumbles, flame at his fumbles but freeze on his fist. Every letter is a godsend. Ardent Ares, Breast Boreas, and Glib Ganymede, like Zealous Zeus, the Omega's highest of all. To me or not to me? To me or not to me? Satis thy quest on. Bear Bungzap. Jag Swee, Boss War Gentleman, thou art, I am a queen. Is the game over?
Oh.
The game goes on. I'm a queen.
See, now they're questioning. Now they're questioning the position and trying to navigate. And then as Bob gets up every day and does his little thing, and Rosie says, okay, is it over? Are we through? Is it done? He looks at every day fresh and new like that yesterday was his last. It's great. Great fun. He's been doing this. This is the representation that Bob has adopted very early on with Sonny and Cher's version of I Got You, Babe. So it's very fun because it's the Groundhog Day persona that he's followed a very, very long time. And he hasn't perfected anything, but he's gotten a lot of good practice at it.
Yeah, Joyce's birthday was Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
This book was presented to him on his birthday in 1939. It didn't come out till May, but they presented him a copy, just like they presented a copy of Ulysses to him on his February 2nd, 1922 birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, is the game over?
And then he honors... Did he wait? And then he gets, wait, before you do that. And then in honor of Sonny and Cher, believe it or not, Sonny Bono and Cher made the cut, and the game goes on. That's Bob's favorite. The beat goes on, and the game goes on. So that's good.
Excellent. Is it game over? The game goes on. Cook, cook. Search me. The beggar, the maid, the bigger the mauler. And the greater the patriarch, the griefer the pinch. And that's what your doctor knows. Oh, love, it is the common knownest thing. What?
I said, oh, no. Oh, no. Now they're talking about the jab and what your doctor thinks he knows or what they're telling you that's not true. And there's a little problem because that's coming to a head. And the code over here on the side, when you read that off, the way you do, only you can read that, Bob, the 50-50. You're going to see what's going on about 50-50. Because you're coming out quite up to that, but you're almost going to, and soon it's going to be a 50-50 shot, pardon the pun, that got the shot and then 50 that don't.
Okay. And that's what your doctor knows. Oh, love, it is the common knownest thing, how it passes the plutus and the poppy. Pop! An egg she active, or spoon she passive. All them fine clauses and lilies and murries never brought the participle of a present to a despondent hortatrixy. Vindicatively, I say it, from her post-conditional future. Well, that's
right.
A future where she isn't and conditioned? They, no more conditioned?
Well, no. Post-conditional future is not a future. A post-conditional future is not a future. They're not going to make it. But they don't know they're not going to make it. A post-conditional future. It passed over. Vindictive.
It's not a part.
So they're doing it.
Not part of a present. Not a participle of a present.
Well, if you're not in it, if you're post-conditional, then you would know it. You would be inside of it.
All right, so up on the left column, two-thirds down, it says, Andante Humoroso, and then capital M, period, 50-50. Andante Humoroso, M, 50-50. And then there's some Greek letters, Uki Bukapakmoreva. I don't know what that means. So then I jump over to, well, we did back up on line 9 or 10, whilst your wall floored, footnote 1, you get down to the bottom, it says, with her poodle fainting to be let off and feeling dead in herself, is love worse living? Is love worse living?
Right.
So
that's
poodle
that's
love.
The thing, because it, yeah, well that, yeah, that's the, yeah, that, see, you, if some of these people that are here are dead in themselves. So therefore, this living for love, even if you're dead, is worse living.
Yeah. And her dog is even sick of her. Fainting, let off. Doesn't want to leave, but better to leave at this point.
Fainting. Like to faint.
So with talking about meeting an alien, up in the middle of the page, it says, to meet that kind of a being with a difference. Footnote 2, it says, if she can't follow suit, Renee goes to the pack. If she can't follow suit, Renee goes to the pack.
Well, you know what that means. You know who Renee is.
That's my father, Joyce Noom. Put him in here, page 269.
Goes to the pack.
Uh-oh. If she can't follow suit, that means she can't get with the alien.
Right.
Renee leaves.
It's settler. It goes to
so
pack.
So is that Renee Tumblr's
always
wife or
no,
daughter?
That Renee, neither. Neither. Remember, we're having pronoun problems, Bob. See, you have problems with it every day. So you don't know all that. Now you're making, here you go, breaking the rules. Day one of the new motif, you go breaking the rules. Well, which she is she? See, that's exactly what we were talking about.
Yes. Okay, then the next line down says, flame at his fumbles, but freeze on his fist. Footnote 3, it says, improper frictions is maledictions, and men's duration makes me mad. So, yeah, that's a dilemma of someone wanting to be a he or a she. Menstruation makes them mad.
Yeah, and the maledictions are the thing that are make see they want to pee standing up or otherwise pee sitting down. And they find out soon that they can do both.
Mm-hmm. Without improper frictions.
Right.
With improper frictions. That's
matters
the way
not.
That goes.
Okay. Matters not. That's the thing. And so whichever way, it's not right or wrong, whichever way you decide to do it, as long as you don't miss. Now, if you're urinating and you miss, now we might have a little problem there. You got to be good at it.
Okay, then five lines from the bottom. Well, actually, six lines. It says, oh, love, it is the common knownest thing, how it passes the putus and the popa, and the popi, footnote 4, where it says, long and shorts primer of black and white witchcraft. The long and shorts primer of black and white witchcraft. That's pretty much covering everything.
Pretty much. And then that sets it all in place, that all this division and derision is witchcraft. They use it to gain a tactical or tactile advantage. Now, we don't know what tactile means, but we use it all the time.
Hmm. Yes, yeah, so is that something to do with love? Long and short, primer, black and white, witchcraft?
No. It's the separations of, well, I can't live with you because I'm a different color than you. Well, I can't live with you because you're different, and that witchcraft is not how it's done anymore. Now what happens is black men want to marry white girls, and white girls want to wear black boys. And I don't know why that has, I don't know what about the black girls and the white boys and the bad boys and the big boys and the clans. And yeah, I don't know how that all works from the other stuff, but y'all have to, Joyce is prescribing here that y'all better goddamn figure it out, and pretty fast. You better figure it out because it's fixing to be a lump sum problem who gets the lump sum pay. But now, go ahead, Bob.
So back in the last, to begin the last sentence to get to the next page, an egg she active or spoon she passive, all of them fine clauses in Lidley's and Murray's never brought the participle of a present to a disponent quartatrixie. Vindicatively, I say it, from her post-conditional future. So never brought the participle of a present to a hortatrixie from a post-conditional future. Lump sum is who lump sum pays. Quantity counts, though accents falter. Yoking apart and oblique orations pars on one side, a brat, Alana, can choose from so many, be he a solicitor's appendix, a pipe clerk, or free functionist fly swatter, that perfect little cad, from the languors and weakness of limber limb lassithood, till the head, back, and heartaches of waxed up womanage, and heaps on heaps of other things too. Well, that's a long stretch. What do you have to say in there?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the inclusiveness. You have to figure out some way to have this inclusiveness from everybody's, not their strengths, from everybody's weaknesses. Because that's the only thing that's going to piss everybody off. It's like making fun of a hair lip. A hair lip knows they have a hair lip. You see. And the one with the making fun of the hair lip is a hunchback. So, you see, that's a whole nother issue. And they're saying you got to work this out and get over this position. And by all means, get a Brazilian wax every time you can, especially Bob.
Okay. Limber limbed lassahood till the head, back, and heartaches of waxed up womanage and heaps on heaps of other things too. Note the respectable Irish distressed ladies and the merry mustard froth blowers of Humphreystown associations. Attack first, quicks after. Beware how in that hiss subtail of Schlanger lies liaison to tease or ride. To vert and bowed set proper pension, but learn from that ancient tongue to be middle old modern to the minute. That's what you've been just saying. Yeah. But learn from that ancient tongue to be middle old modern to the minute. A spitter that can be depended on. The wonder lawns lost us forever. Alas, she broke the glass. Little locker through the leafery, ours is mystery of pain. You may spin on youth light's bite and multi-please your Mike and Nike with your kick shoes on the algebras, but volve the Virgil page in view. The O of woman is long when burly those two muters sequin her. So, from knee Bob, see you never stray, who will nim you nice and nim that day.
Okay. This is getting you all settled up from I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm up, I'm down, because this whole thing of CERN has now kicked in and everything has changed. Everything has evolved. Every Virgil has a page of view, a point of view. And then they don't know the sequences. And this all comes from Nebob, which is Bob turning on CERN.
Is that what I turn into?
You never stray. No, you turned it on. You turned the CERN on, and you let it run this time. See, you never stray. What he's trying to say is you're never going to get away. it's an example of Eagles Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want. You just can't ever leave.
Hmm. Okay, so up on the left it says, I'll go for that small Polly if you'll suck to your Levensquatch. I'll go for that small Polly if you'll suck to your Levensquatch.
Mm-hmm. That means if you won't give, I'll hang on for your smallpox, your monkeypox, your next thing for the Levensquatch.
So further down it says Omara Farrell. I knew a John Farrell, but this is Omara Farrell.
We knew Mia Farrell. She was hot. Her daddy really liked her.
And then you have Bearish Windibus. Bearish Windibus. Opposite Kneebob. And
Open L Kneebob.
Right, so go back up to number one, post-conditional future. It says down below, the gaggle's all out. The gaggle's all out.
Mm-hmm. What's a gaggle?
Any pet? A group of people.
Well, and basically it's all been adopted if you have a gaggle. It's all out. It's all exposed.
Okay, so up in the middle of the book it says, beware how in that hiss subtile of Schlanger lies liaison to tease Orai. That's number two. So it says two down below. He's just bug nuts on white mate. He hasn't the teeth nor the grits to chew, and that's what's wrong with Lang Wang Worm, old warbling ghost belly. That's describing one person there, Mr. Schlanger.
That's describing a whole condition. Everybody's got bug nuts, and it's on the white mate, or they don't have teeth, and so he gets this. Everything pimped and pumped and sucked and popped and poked and prodded and sewed and stitched and smoothed and get all fixed up. And you still got a Lang Wang Worm or a Wormling Goose Belly. Warbling Goose Belly.
Okay. All right, so this part is on one novel about Alice through the looking glass. Alice, alas, she broke the glass. Little locker through the leafery. Ours is mystery of pain. Footnote 3. And down the bottom it says, dear and I trust in all frivolity. I may be pardoned for trespassing, but I think I may add hell.
Mm-hmm. Now that's where you're shifting. That's exactly an example of how you're shifting worlds. How it's become as though you're walking through the the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or whether you're going to Fillory, or whether you're going to down the rabbit hole. Same conversation. Because the world is getting where now you can't tell the difference. Wonderland, Wurstenwaller, Wonderland seems as real as where you are today, eh?
Mm-hmm. Dear, and I trust in all frivolity, I may be pardoned for trespassing. So some kind of little crime was there?
No. The frivolity is being so strange that I can just go to another world and do what I want to do. But I've got to get forgiveness because the Mad Hatter doesn't like it when you trespass. And they'll punish you and make you too big or too small or something. But I think I may add hell. So if you add hell to the conversation, it's like, okay, you may pardon me, but if you're not careful, I'm going to become the mean version of the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, what's that? The hell your mother never raised? What's that phrase?
Yeah, we say that about you, Bob. That you're the hell that your mother raised. The only hell your mother ever raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I come up near the bottom, Kneebob. It says, it's note number four. He is my all mankind of every deception. That's me.
That's our Bob. That's our Bob.
Yeah. Perfect description of me. He's my all mankind of every deception.
And that is a good, you gotta do the The comeuppance of courage. You got to do that one.
Yeah, we got. You mean go a few more lines? Is that what you're saying?
No. To the right. Of the script.
Oh, concomitance of courage. Yeah. Concomitance of courage, Monastir, Lenin Star, and Connecticut. That's the same. Yeah, that's a comma. Concomitant of courage. Oh no, that's over on the other side. Okay, concomitant of courage, counsel and constancy, ordination of omen, onus and obit, distribution of danger, duty and destiny, polar principles. Let me read that again. Concomitant of courage, counsel and constancy, ordination of omen, onus and obit, distribution of danger, duty and destiny, polar principles. Period. Now that's opposite.
Yeah. No. Don't do it. That's good enough because that sets the stage. And that's far enough because that's the top of 271. And that's a good place right there. Because but that lets you know what you got to work on, what's being worked out. And if Bob's working for you, and Bob is working very hard for you, you got to know that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to set an ordination of an omen or put the onus on an orbit of the earth. And the distribution of dangers of where, who's going to play where, of the, what's your duty, what's your responsibility, what's your destiny, and then you have your polar principles. Right? Let everybody stay in their own lane. But some things are going to offend other people, so rather, they're not going to change who and what they are. So you got to shift that and put them over here. You put the murderers over on this island, and you put all the heretics over on this island, and you put all of the pedophiles over in this island, and then they don't get crossed up with the others, you see. The sorting.
Yeah, that comes right after the description of me, so very appropriate.
Excellent.
I just want to read the next part just goes, what hath just been a reading? So what have we just been reading? Hath not one Yahya in the memories of hirelings, puny wars, and so, and all gaga, and it lists a bunch of people. All right, yeah, that we have to come at that with a fresh eye. Next week. Okay.
Whatever next week comes to.
Right. So, yeah. We won't get to this next week. That's right. We may not be coming here.
Another place.
So we come back to this someday. Someday. All right. I'll unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Now let's see if there's any commentary.
Bob, on page 269, the sentence about the aliens, if you go to the sentence before that, it's a wild kitten, my dear, who can tell a wickling from a warthog. That, to me, is Bob's encounter with the cat that's taking place.
Because Bob does not know the difference. It could be a warthog, and he'd call it a pussycat. He would not know the difference, that's for sure.
That's right.
Which makes the next sentence kind of about Bob's walk that he's taking. For you may be as practical as is predictable, but you must have a proper sort of accident to meet our kind of being with a difference. So you're taking this walk to have this accidental encounter with the alien. Then the other thing, Bob, was the sentence after that, flame at his fumbles, but freeze at his fist. That made me think of Biden. And because if you read the sentence,
the representation of Biden,
Because the three that goes with it, improper frictions and maledictions and men's urination makes me mad, also made me think about Biden.
That fits.
Yeah.
Well, Biden is someone is working as a cover for me.
Shade.
He's a big distraction. Big distraction from what I'm doing. Because every letter is a godsend. So, who's next? Who's got a comment?
Well, to follow up on Michael's, Ion Wise Wild.
That was
kitten.
Nick. That was Nick.
No, it was Michael, Bob.
It is what? Michael Knox.
I can't tell a kid from a warthog.
See,
exactly.
And this is exactly. What if they were aliens? They may be anyway, but what if they were aliens?
Then you go definitely.
Then you go offending people. Because if you offend them wrong, they'll open up a draconian well.
Yeah.
Then what you gonna do?
Then what you gonna do?
Well, okay. Yeah. Now I have to jump to page 270 because of that timing. Let's see, almost say three quarters down on the page. It says, "Multi-please your Mike and Nike." And it
Mike
sure
and Nick.
Sounds
it's
like
Mike
and Nick to me.
Yeah. Oh, rude! I thought the Nike was the Nike shoes. That's because it's
yeah,
rings a bell there.
With your kick shoes,
you would. Yeah. You would think that if they were to just do it. There was a just do it Nike when the wake was proposed.
Which one of you has a bike?
I do.
A bike? What's the bike have to
Who's
do with
that?
Anything?
That's Nick? That would
useless
be Nick?
Useless bike. Yeah, it's yeah. me, Bob.
So you may spin on useless bike and multi-please your Mike and Nike with your kick shoes on the algebra bars. But yeah. follow the Virgil page and view the O of woman is long. When Burley, those two muters sequin her, so from Bob, so you never stray, who will name you nice and name the day? That make sense to you guys? Or
very much so.
Fall off.
Pretty.
What?
Pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah, but does it apply to you guys after algebras?
Well, Bob's in there. So from Bob, he never strays.
The algebras, yeah.
They're not
hey,
straight
instead
from
of Bob never, it's Bob never straight.
Yeah, Bob that, never stray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep listening to the show. Keep calling in. Bob never stray.
Yeah, never stray,
he,
never
he's
is.
Never he's never it and he's never straying.
But I'll name you nice and name the day. I'll tell you what's what for that moment.
Very good. Okay, back to the wild kitten. In McHugh, Ion, McHugh defines it as it's a wise child. So does that reference the Anunnaki or the Coathanites? As
A version
Bob
of the
Cat?
Coathanites. A version of the Coathanites.
Okay.
Because there's adjusters. You always have, if you're going to have an insurance policy, you have to have an adjuster. The cat's an adjuster to get things lined up so that we can get a claim, so that the claim can be established.
Nice.
That's really all this is. Because all this is just a governmental bureaucracy to sort it out illegally because you've got no other foundation in order for people to fight over. So then there's nothing to say. You're right, you're wrong, you're right. It just becomes the War of the Roses, you see. Or another bad day for Edward V.
Wow. Do
Gene, let me just say this.
Gene,
just a minute, Gene. I just want to explain that people don't know if the word Coathanites refers to people in the Jewish culture very early in that culture. Early.
Jewish culture. That was before Jews. Coathanites
what was it?
Before Jews. They were before Jews, Bob.
Well, what were they part of?
The beginning.
Okay, the beginning. Okay, back to you.
They
Gene.
Were still
were
kind
say?
Of. They were still kind of ascended, right, Ion?
They were before the tribes. They were before the tribes.
Before the tribes. The
yeah,
fallen
before
tribes.
Language locked it. Before language locked them into this tyranny.
Oh, of course. Okay.
And we're still a little mad about that. Bob didn't have to do it that way, but you know, Bob.
Yeah,
he always likes to take. He always likes to take the long road home.
Well, okay. One more question, Ion. Are three cats better than one in managing that?
It couldn't hurt. It's like chicken soup to a Jewish mother. It may not cure you, but it couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt.
Okay. Excellent. That's all I got.
I note the respectable Irish distressed ladies and the merry mustard froth blowers. Is merry mustard a type of beer?
No. It's a disease.
Ah.
Where's that line? Where's that line, Mick?
Page, yeah. 270 is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 down.
He flipped over to 350, Bob. He flipped over to 350.
No, I did not again. No, I did not. I did that once. you've got a hell of a memory.
That's kind of like, that's like you have interactions with one goat. You never live it down.
You never get it done, and you got to tag the ones that bite, eh, Ian?
That's for sure.
So but just go back to the words, Mary
Nick?
Mustard.
What were the words that you read?
Note the respectable Irish distressed ladies and the merry mustard froth blowers. And it says the froth blowers, a beer drinker adopted as the title of a certain charitable organization. But Ian says Mary Mustard was a disease. Ew. What was the disease, Ian?
It's coming. Ask the Mary Hafters of the congregation, which is the WHO, World Health Organization, who just now got woke.
So is the quack quack at the bottom there, the quicks, is that the attack first? Is that related to it?
We'll see. We don't want to spoil the plot. This is just getting fun.
We might have to jump to 356.
It makes Bob feel worthwhile again. however fleeting.
Yeah.
Worthwhile.
Okay, who else got something to say?
Ian, at the bottom of 270, one hath just been a reading, hath not one ya-ya in the memoirs of Harding's Puny Wars. Harding's Puny Wars. Can you give me words on that?
Well, it's developed. It's basically this world war issue where every world is broken down to where there's no world to fight. They're making basically anesthetizing everybody or neutering every power. So everybody's impotent. I got a bunch of guns, but I ain't got nobody to pull a trigger.
That's interesting. Nobody has a obvious enemy.
But are they looking to fight, Bob? That's the question.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the hope that if Bob's successful, it'll be settled and there won't have to be. Everybody can just go to their mutual corners. As long as there's spam, always wait for spam and backup.
Well, that's what Jerry did. He summed up Joyce Finnegan's Wake with two words. He wore. W-A-R. He wore. So Derrida's nothing but war in the wake.
Well, Bob sees it,
all Bob sees is a negotiation. It's a peace pipe.
Tactile.
He sees it as a tactile peace pipe.
Yeah.
Because he's pointing out the differences and finding a way to have viva la difference if it can work out. And if it can't, then you're going to have to sit with the assholes in the back.
Okay, I have to point this out now. Puny Wars. In McHugh, it's Punic Wars. Uh-huh. And I looked up Punic. The Punic people, or Western Phoenicians, were a Semitic people in the Western Mediterranean who migrated from Canaan to North Africa during the Iron Age.
That makes the new reference for the Syro-Phoenicians. Which is very important. Bob can tell you all about that. He's very versed in
the phonetic alphabet starts coming.
You should never, And you should never buy diamonds from the Syrophoenician. Don't do it. It'll go badly.
only buy Culligan diamonds, Ryan.
Culligan. They closed years ago. There's only Cullinan. There's only Cullinan now. Come on, get your minds right. Get your right mind.
Come on, man.
Get your right
Come
mind. On, Do you mind? Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. No. Never mind.
Never
mind.
Never.
Well, Ion, were the Punic people before the tribes also?
Indirectly. But see, when you say before, there's a lot of gray area of where the tribes were, because this is a tiny little group, and you're talking about a whole civilization that came from somewhere. Lilith's been living somewhere, and that was a few days before the tribe. So, yeah. He'd say, yeah.
Hmm.
It says the Punic Wars, the three wars between the Romans and the Carthaginians waged between 264 and 146 BC.
Well, would you like that adjusted? Bob can work that out for you. He's got plenty of cookies left. See, that's why Bob is so careful not to engage cookies, because he knows what happened the last time he engaged cookies, famous.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have that again, so he stays away. Ask him if he uses cookies, if he allows cookies. Hey, Bob, do you allow cookies of any flavor, any cookies?
No. No way.
Why?
Yeah, don't
why?
Click on
why?
Them.
Why?
Well, don't
why?
Click on them either. What'd you say?
Cookie,
why?
Man.
You're asking me why?
Yeah.
Did
why
I
aren't
say
you a
why?
Cookie clicker? Why aren't you a cookie clicker?
Hey, because I fucked up CERN 10 years ago. And I got the,
I know, but that's not... You sort of got over that. We would say you sort of survived that, and they turned it back on again. Why wouldn't you click a cookie again, if that were the case?
I want it to go full tilt, so it'll flip into its opposite.
There you go. Everybody heard it. Everybody heard it. Everybody heard it. Right there. Right there. If it goes good, bless Bob. If it goes bad, blame Bob. Either way, it's Bob. So he don't care as long as he's getting it. As long as he's top of the heap. It doesn't matter if it's a guillotine or a crown of glory. He'll take it either way.
True words. True words there.
I've got one here, Bob. It's a sentence two down from the top of 269, and I'm thinking it's in regard to the Tory candidates battling to replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. And it reads, have your little sin talks in the dunk of subjunctions.
Yeah.
Which comments on that, Ion?
And the Tories are having to step down, too. So I don't know how they're going to take over.
You mean we won't have a Islamist Prime Minister to go with the Islamist London Mayor?
You could have an Indian taking over England, man.
That's right. Well, if you get you... We need a few more tandoori chicken stands, that's for sure. We need some more tandooris, for sure.
Very definitely.
Yeah. It all went to hell when they stopped serving fish and chips and oily and inky newspaper.
Made
them taste much better.
And we went over to Chicken Madras, and that was that.
No,
so how do you get the politics out of that, Phil? Have your little sin talks in the dump.
Well, these various candidates are all angling to get more votes. So in every round, there's like a one person will drop out, and then the 30 or 40 MPs who have backed that candidate then all are... juicy pickings for the other four, so they're all doing these little talks in dark rooms trying to persuade them to get behind them, and they'll give them a good job, you know, possibly a ministerial post, and that's a sin talk.
They sound like sheeple to me, Phil.
See, that's the difference. Margaret Thatcher walked in and says, you sons of bitches, we're going to run this the right way. And I'm here to say this is the way. And if you don't like it, go sit in the with the asshole. Oh, you don't agree with me? Go sit with the asshole. That didn't work. They respected it. And then they said, okay, let's go. Honey, you got it. Let's go.
Yes, I don't see any Margaret Thatchers in that group.
No, they're all scared. Well, and then true, and it's fair. The same problem is why Ronald Reagan couldn't survive today. He wouldn't be strong enough. He was very strong, and they had the same kind of economic fervor that they have today. But he can't buy his way out of debt. You can't buy your. See, the problem here is you can't buy your way out of debt. You got to unbuy. You got to sell your way out of debt. And nobody wants to give it up. They all got their multi-million-dollar mansions that they want to hold on to.
Well, what happens when they inevitably raise the interest rates again later this month, and that will be the first time they've raised them since CERN?
We'll see. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't help thinking that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back, possibly.
Well, yeah, because the camel's back is the one that owes $30+ trillion. Before, when we had this problem, you didn't owe that much money, so high interest rates was okay. But, boy, you could buy them Eisenhower double-E bonds, and then you'd double your money every 3 years and 6 months. Boy, that's big time now. That's big time. Well, you can't do that now. You can't do that. You can't take... In less than 6 months, you'll owe $60 trillion because that interest compounds. So basically, it doesn't matter. Even if the present interest rates, the jig's up.
Yes, this is what Joyce is speaking on in about that point economically in the economic part of the book. Mm-hmm. He saw that inflation, the inflation of meaning. Therefore, no choice.
Well, depression.
The death
is what
of
you're
capitalism.
Trying to say.
The death of capitalism, socialism, anarchism, every ism, is what he's prophesying.
Ism. Embarrassed from the ism. What's wrong with you? I got a bad case of the isms.
Hey, Bob, I noticed Alyssa got in on the act here on page, halfway down page 270. It says, Alyssa Lass, she broke the glass.
Yeah, technically, tradition says that's about Alice in the Looking Glass. Because the girl that Alice was modeled on by Lewis Carroll, her last name was Liddell, L-I-D-D-E-L-L.
Follow the next sentence, little locker.
Yeah, little looker through the leafy hours is mystery of pain. See, we're all exploring pain. That's the new threshold.
That's not the new threshold. That's always been the threshold. Some people have a higher tolerance than others.
Yeah.
Culture was the Band-Aid or the number. We got no culture to numb us anymore.
So now they use the Band-Aid to cover bullet holes, right?
Yes.
Good.
Culture covers bullet holes.
There's a nice one here, but learn from that ancient tongue to be middle, old, modern to the minute, and then a spitter that can be depended on. Is the ancient tongue that of iron moving towards the middle? Today?
Yeah. But learn from an ancient tongue to be middle old modern to the minute. That's what Ian did. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
That's pretty good. Ian came from the ancient, from source, and then entered through cyberspace into the nuances of the vicissitudes and platitudes of our time, our timing.
And became a trimary instead of a binary, a trimary.
Right, that was depended on and could be depended on.
And would try anything.
a trimary that can be triangulated.
Well, if you do it right, if you show it up right, but we're being on a larger perspective.
But just after that, that description of Ion, it says, though Wonderland's lost us forever, Ion knows that we're lost.
Yep.
Lost in case, not space, lost in case.
What's that, grammar? Kind of grammar?
No, case, the case. Everybody's trying to make their case, so they're not lost in space. They're lost in case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most excellent. This has been great fun, y'all. What do you think?
Been delicious.
Well, somebody got one more brilliant insight? One more brilliant insight. Come on, who got one? Nobody. Disappointing.
Hey, Bob.
Well, Mike Lindell's cushion pillow guys in there. Little locker through the leafery. Out of the mystery of pain. That refer to Mike Lindell?
What do you think, Ion? Does Lindell make it?
Closer to Gurdjieff.
It's closer to Gurdjieff. Now, you were saying something, Richard?
Oh, yeah, you know, just something that popped out yesterday. I was sitting listening to the Radio Free Ion.
Well, for God's sake, put it back. For God's sake, put it back.
Put it back to where?
Where it popped out.
Anyway, no, it was funny because Bob, in the middle of the thing, said 22, and then all of a sudden, this food truck goes by, and it was 22 in a big circle, yellow circle, 22 in it, and it just said 22 and then kitchen down below. And it was right at the time Bob was mentioning something when I was listening to it. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's a Joycean phenomenon.
Yeah, it was a big gray food truck with this huge yellow circle in the middle of it, and it had 22 and white, and
I called.
Right at the time you were saying it, drove right past, and I was like, "Bob's doing this. Bob's here in town."
Yeah, that's the kind of experience Joyce put into the week.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next
bubble,
week.
Bubble, toil and trouble.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Bye, Ion. Bye, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
Thanks.
Always.
I'm still basking in the afterglow of being with JW, Ion, so I'm good.